With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A fire broke out on the north side of Great Falls this afternoon, but after burning down several unoccupied structures, it's now under control. Fire Chief Steve Hester from Great Falls Fire Rescue.
We're doing what we call mop-up. It's just picking up all the hot spots and making sure the fire's completely out. But we're not going to call it extinguished until that's done.
Hester says the cause of the fire is not yet known, and there are no reports of injuries at this time.
We had a bunch of cars that drove up, blocking our fire trucks from gaining access to the fire. Please stay away from that area if you don't have any business up there.
Hester says they were lucky today with low wind and humidity. The Lewiston County Sheriff's Office will announce this evening if it's safe for people near the Lookout Fire to return home, or if a mandatory evacuation must be put in place. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The Sheriff's Office will give the evacuation update during a public meeting at the Wolf Creek Elementary School at 7 p.m. Most of the 46 residents in the area have already voluntarily evacuated, according to the county sheriff. The fire is burning about 390 acres southwest of Wolf Creek. It was detected Saturday, and this morning a Type 1 incident management team took over the lightning-caused fire. Also in Lewis and Clark County, about 4 miles north of Lincoln, the Park Creek fire is burning about 1,600 acres. Kathy Bushnell with the Helena National Forest says the fire is surrounded to the north and east by previously burned areas of forest.
And that's really the direction that the fire is moving. And so once it reaches those areas, we anticipate that the fire activity will diminish quite a bit.
No homes or structures are at risk. Today, fire crews finished a hand line between the town and the fire. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A fire on the flank of Lolo Peak is throwing up a smoke plume visible from many locations in the Missoula area. The lightning-caused Lolo Peak fire was discovered on Saturday. It's burning in the South Fork of Lolo Creek and is currently estimated at 15 acres. A helicopter dumped buckets of water on the fire this morning to help control its size and spread. Boyd Hartwig is a spokesperson for the Lolo National Forest.
Super remote fire. It's not near any structures or property. You know, fire managers are currently assessing any kind of action that we need to take on that fire. It might be, you know, some bucket work, but it's a fire that we're not going to put any personnel on right away for sure, just because of its location and just the difficulty and safety issues associated with that.
Hartwig says we're in very high fire danger and it may get hotter and drier this week. Other fires on the Lolo National Forest include a pair on the 9 Mile Ranger District. Those are the approximately 3 acre Sunrise Fire located 10 miles south of Superior and the estimated 12 mile Burdett Fire that's located about 9 miles southeast of Tarkio. That fire showed minimal activity yesterday. On the Sealy Lake Ranger District, the Monahan Fire is located about 17 miles north of Ovando and is burning near the wilderness boundary in remote terrain. A federal report says gray wolves killed a record number of livestock in Wyoming last year, and wildlife managers responded by killing a record number of wolves that were responsible. The report released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service found that wolves killed over 200 livestock in Wyoming last year. As a result, wildlife managers killed over 100 wolves that were confirmed to be attacking livestock. That's around one-third of the wolves counted in the state in 2016. Unlike Wyoming, neighboring Montana and Idaho are no longer subject to federal monitoring and are not part of the Fish and Wildlife Service report this year. At least 4 wolves have died in Washington state this year. 2 died after being struck by vehicles. Another was killed to protect woodland caribou. The agency says a 4th wolf wearing a tracking collar was legally killed after wandering into Idaho, where wolves can be hunted. Washington is home to about 115 wolves. They're a state-protected species. Montana estimates its wolf population at 477 last year. Idaho's last wolf count was just over 780 in 2015. You can find fire updates anytime on our website, mtpr.org. A Montana woman has been sentenced to a year in prison and was ordered to pay $246,000 in restitution for stealing from 2 programs that received federal funding. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Tony Louise Plummer Alvernaz was sentenced Friday in Great Falls. Prosecutors said she stole money from the Montana Native Women's Coalition and the Women's Resource Center while serving as executive director of both. A 44-year-old Minnesota man drowned in a weekend rafting accident in northwestern Montana. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says Lee Allen Gebro of Minneapolis died Friday evening after the raft he was in flipped in the North Fork of the Flathead River north of Columbia Falls. Curry says Gebro helped two other people in the raft ashore, but drowned when he went back to try and get the raft. I'm Eric Whitney.